Welcome to Regrouping for Recovery podcast episode 13, lucky number 13. I'm Miss Ann. I'm a real person. I'm not AI. This is not medical or therapeutic advice. This podcast is for encouragement, and I hope we meet that goal. If you know someone else who might need some encouragement, please share this podcast with them. Our website is regroupingforrecovery.com. That's regrouping the number 4, recovery.com. Sign up for my blogs, enjoy my book reviews, listen to the podcast. It's all there to share. It's all there for encouragement. Our music prelude, Suffering by Sherry/Reese, recorded in 2014. And please read my book, Regrouping the First 100 Days, published in March 2025. A good holiday gift, just saying. Tonight's episode, How to Feel Better. And God willing, we'll have podcast episode 14 sometime soon. A quick shout out. Miss Julie, Bison Grounds Coffee in Enola, Oklahoma. It was late when I was rolling through, so chai it was. One time I had the Daisy May, but next time I think I'm going after the wildfire. Miss Julie was always upbeat and friendly every time I stopped by. And don't get me started on those pumpkin scones. Yummo. Isn't that what Rachel Ray used to say? Yummo? As in tasty, delicious, and or appetizing? An exclamation of approval? I actually looked up the definition of yummo. Their website, bisongroundscoffee.com. That's bisongroundscoffee.com. Bisongroundscoffee.com. Visit them. Try the chai. Try the Daisy May. Maybe even the wildfire. Hey, let's start out with some deep breathing. I hope you're doing this throughout the day, but let's do it now. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, shangri, floss, pain, doubt. Push it all out. Our last one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Hey, please do this throughout the day. And remember to hold the breath, because that's what brings down the heart rate. It also sends a signal to the brain that there's no big emergency going on right now. We don't need to be fight or flight. We just need to slow it down, relax. There's no big emergency out there. But please do this throughout the day. Build it in so your brain has those times to rest. Your brain has those times, those breaks throughout the day. Don't take my word for it, as this is beneficial. You do it yourself. See what happens for you. Tonight's episode, How to Feel Better. Hey, our witticism of the week up first. This one comes from William James, the father of American psychology, the author of Principles of Psychology, Volumes 1 and 2, and other works. Some of you know I used to teach psychology for a living. Here's the quote by William James. The mind is made up of what it feeds upon. The mind is made up of what it feeds upon. Hey, speaking of food, you know, I was thinking of making duck soup and I felt a little down. One time I was thinking of making chicken soup and it put me in a foul mood. But I ended up making bean soup because I know where I've been. And I don't think that's what William James was talking about, what it feeds upon. Seriously now, what are you feeding your mind? Put down the smartphone. You know, for years I had a stupid phone and I was a lot happier. It didn't do much. I got calls, I got text, very short text, but no pics, no memes, no emails, no news feeds, no social media feeds. No little teasers to tell me some celeb was disappointed by dot, 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 or needed comfort because of dot, 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 or something happened, dot, dot, dot. I know you've been lured into those too. We don't know these people. Why do we need to know more about them? Put down the smartphone. and turn off the tube, you know, the TV, whatever you're streaming, give it a break. The brain doesn't need constant stimulation. It'd rather have a break. It would rather have a book. It wants to think. It'd rather have nature so it can be amazed and amused. It would rather have live people in conversation so it can connect. Turn off the tube. Put down the smartphone. What are you feeding your mind? The mind is made up of what it feeds upon. From the great William James, the father of American psychology. So tonight's episode is how to feel better. Just off the top of your mind, how many positive emotions can you think of? You know, things like happiness and joy. How many can you think of? Do, 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 do. When I first thought about this topic, I could readily name about six. How did you do? Of course, there's many more than six. We just haven't thought about them recently. Our minds get tuned into problems throughout the day. So if you ask me to talk about problems, I could probably name a lot more. If we wanted to talk about negative emotions, I could probably name a lot more. But the key to feeling better is to experience positive emotions every day. Now, I suspect your mind is headed in one direction. Stop, stop, cancel, cancel. I'm talking about enduring positive emotions. Seriously, I know what you're thinking. I'm going to chat about Barbara Fredrickson's broaden and build theory of positive emotions, right? And indeed I am. Barbara Fredrickson is a researcher and psychologist at University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Her theory, Broaden and Build, the theory of positive emotions, published somewhere around 2001. She's saying that positive emotions open us up to more novel, exploratory behavior. And that opens us up to options and thinking creatively, thinking divergently, and having better relationships. And that leads to more joy and well-being in life. So how to feel better? It starts with positive emotions. We've got to enhance or build positive emotional experiences every day. That's the key to feeling better and flourishing like a flower. She didn't say all that. I just added that. I was thinking of flowers. Hey, think of the alternative, though. If you're thinking of negative emotions like fear and anger, what does that do for you? It limits. It narrows. That's what her theory said. It brings you to fight or flight. Very few options. It brings up hypervigilance, feelings of dread. We want to cultivate enduring positive emotions, not the negative ones. We want the ones that expand the mind, expand our perspective, expand our options and relationships. Here's five things to do. The first one, maybe you're doing it already, I don't know. Loving kindness meditation, sometimes abbreviated LKM. Go ahead and search. There's tons of information on the internet on how to do loving kindness meditation. It's taken from Buddhist practice. We can't hold feelings or thoughts of love and kindness together with negative thoughts and emotions. They just don't cohabitate well. But find out what works for you and develop your own. Build it into your day. The second practice, I'm going to call them five-a-days. Now, research in positive psychology supports the daily practice of thinking about three positive things a day. But we're overachievers. We do five-a-days, five positives. You can keep a log. You can journal about them. You can list them in your mind. Just do it daily. When you're feeling stressed, hold on, five positives. Turn it around. At first, it's a struggle because this is a seldom used pathway in your brain, but practice it and it will be automatic. Here's a key question for you. What made you smile today? Can you think of five things? I bet you can. If you could think of five things, what things would you think of right now? I bet you can. Go ahead, name five positive things and do it every day. That's our five-a-days. The third one is exercise and movement. Now, as you're able, just do some exercise. Stretch, lift, walk, whatever. It's the activation of skeletal muscles that lets out myokines. I'm not familiar with myochemistry. Look it up. Learn about it. So that's our third one, exercise and movement. Our fourth one, nature. Every day, focus on nature. Plants, stars, trees, air, be connected with nature. Grounding if you can. And what I'm talking about is you're standing on the ground, no shoes, and just enjoying the exchange of electrons with the earth. Sometimes they call it earthing. Go ahead and try that out. See if it's safe. See if that works for you. But animals, pets, insects, birds, focus on nature. Observe, be in awe. The butterflies, the ants, you get the idea. The oxytocin release you get from being in nature around trees, feel-good chemicals. Don't take my word for it. Try it out. Focus on nature every day, and not the pictures on your computer screen of nature. Getting out, looking at nature, interacting with nature, bird watching, something. Please do that. You know, I'm reading the book A Million Little Miracles by Mark Batterson. It's published this year, 2025. He says, when you see nature, the mind appreciates the creator and the magnitude of the world. It's just amazing. You come to appreciate your existence as a miracle among miracles. Number five is self-care. This is where you affirm that you're a worthwhile person, deserving of care. You know, my BFF in Pennsylvania just sent me some hand cream. She wanted to remind me that I'm a person deserving of soft hands. We've known each other for many, many years, and when I think of her, I always have positive emotions. Do self-care every day. My thing is hand cream. I put on hand cream to remind myself that I'm a person deserving of soft hands. Do that when you moisturize. Do that when you shower. Do that when you do any kind of self-care. Remind yourself that you're a person deserving of care. Extend this to other tasks throughout the day. When I'm mopping my floor, I'm doing it because I'm a person deserving of a clean floor. When I clean my bathroom, I'm reminding myself I'm a person deserving of a clean bathroom. When I get a car wash, I'm a person deserving of a clean car. You know, it's really hard to feel special if you have splattered bugs and bird droppings on the windshield, right? Come on, start doing self-care every day, small acts, small reminders every day. It also includes sleep and rest. You deserve to feel rested and restored. Do your self-care. So here's a quick recap. We had first our loving kindness meditation. Second, our five-a-days, five positive things every day. Third, we had exercise and movement. Fourth, time spent in nature. And fifth, self-care. Connect with someone and you'll feel even better. And keep feasting on positive emotions. Feasting, I say, because the mind is made up of what it feeds upon, as William James said. Well, you know what we got to do? Let's do another round of deep breathing so we can digest. Let's do it. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shouldas. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shouldas. Shame, grief, loss, pain, doubt. Push it all out. Our last one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Hey, thanks for sharing your time with me. I'm sending a silent intention of peace and love to you and your family. Please do the same. Send a silent intention of peace and love to your family, friends, to somebody who might be struggling tonight, to your community, to your county, to the country, to the continent, to the world. Hey, this is Miss Ann. This was podcast episode 13. Thanks for listening.